focusing a lot of our broadcasting on agriculture. State Representative Mark Meadows, who represents East Lansing, has introduced Michigan-centered agriculture bills, and the legislation would encourage schools and businesses to buy local. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about this legislation.
You know, the idea for this legislation actually came to me from apple growers a couple of years ago, and they were telling me that they had no contracts in West Michigan, for instance, with Fair State University or other public institutions to buy locally grown agricultural products. So these bills provide an incentive program through the Department of Agriculture to support the purchase by publicly funded institutions for Michigan agricultural products to be used in our local school districts, but also in colleges, universities, and through our cities and villages throughout the state of Michigan.
So if these goods are bought, what happens to the schools? Do they get a discount? Do they get
get a little boost in funding so that they can have this program work locally. And actually, these products are generally less expensive for school districts and other public institutions than imported agricultural products imported into Michigan. And so, like I said in my press release, it's better to have an apple from Michigan on the teacher's desk than one from Brazil. That's what we're looking for.
We're talking about House Bills 6040 and 6041. How are we going to pay for them?
That's a good question, and it always is a good question, but, I think the program is really relatively inexpensive. We haven't had a financial analysis of the program yet, but it's something that agriculture has looked for some period of time, and, of course, any amount of money, additional money that we can get into the school district is money that's going to be well spent.
I can hear it now, Mark. People are going to hammer me because they're going to say, Tony, why didn't you ask him how we're going to pay for this specifically? Because it seems like the Democrats always come up with these programs and there's no way to pay for them.
Well, there's always a way to pay for things like this. This is really about supporting Michigan agriculture. And frankly, it probably would be less expensive for a school district to buy locally grown products than to actually buy imported products into the state of Michigan. So that, really, I think that's where the funding comes from. The program that we've suggested to agriculture here is one that markets, which is one of the jobs that we already fund them to do, but also to provide incentives to the local school districts to engage in these programs. And that's really relatively inexpensive and is well within their budget already. So we don't have to find additional money, Tony.
All right, Mark.
We just have to redirect this money.
All right, before I let you go, I've got about 30 seconds. Should there be a casino in downtown Lansing?
Oh, man, I know somebody would ask me that. I'm not really a gambler. I know that's hard to believe, but because I've gambled, in politics, I guess, in some sense. But I think that's up to the people of Lansing, and I think that they've engaged, the mayor has engaged the council very well on this issue. They've taken their vote, and I support what Lansing wants to do in their downtown area.
All right, Mark, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Okay.